covering the vineyards, spirits, and craft beers each week with the Joe Sixpack of Wine. This is Vintage with Brian Bushlack.
And we're closing in on the top of the hour on the Radio Northwest Network, back in our Portland studios to wrap up this edition of Vintage. I'm Brian Bushlack. Glad you could join us as we count down to the summer travel season and the big wine event of the summer taking place in Jacksonville, Oregon. What a historic setting for the Oregon Wine Experience, August 20th through the 26th. And who better, what a lineup we've had in this show previewing the event, but who better to wrap this up, put a bow on it, than Ann Root from Eden Valley, one of the original wineries in the Southern Oregon region, and she is so excited to welcome you to Southern Oregon.
Okay, so let's talk about Southern Oregon wines. I've been doing this show for almost 15 years now. We've been traveling here, and I've really seen a lot of growth in this industry. It's pretty spectacular, isn't it?
Yes, we've seen a lot of growth from, we're one of the wineries that were way in the beginning, if you will. We started in 1999, last century, and have been part of this meteoric rise upwards and part of the growth. So we're really proud to be here and love watching this change and where we're headed.
I think it's key, too, because Southern Oregon has come into its own, as has the entire state. And I think it's nice that Southern Oregon is embracing all of Oregon with this event, right?
Right. And we were part of some of those discussions in the beginning, and we thought that was very, very important, that this was all of Oregon. And so we're proud that Asante kind of took this on and has grown it the way it has. We love to have our other wineries join us down here. And it really, it's the first time we can really showcase that all of Oregon produces very wonderful wines and a huge diversity, which also makes coming down here really fun. You're not going to get bored in Southern Oregon drinking anything.
That is for sure. Now, you're sort of a wine pioneer down here, so you're coming up on, 20 years? Hard to believe. Tell us about the winery. How'd you get started?
Well, we actually converted an old pear orchard, so it's a long story. We started to put in a vineyard, which then led to this, that, and the other thing, and so we converted an old orchard and the historic mansion, and we're at Eden Valley Orchards, which was the birthplace of the pear industry. So within that agricultural history, we really found an opportunity to showcase the new agriculture overlay with the old agriculture. And so it gave us a chance to really pull those two together. We also started a cider, a pear cider, off of the old historic trees, which are now 133 years old. So it's a great product alignment and showcases what the diversity, yet again, that Southern Oregon can bring to all of Oregon.
Ann Root from Eden Vale Winery joining us. And you obviously loved wine, or you wouldn't have started that in the first place, right? Where'd you get the bug for that?
Actually came here from Wyoming to go to college at Southern Oregon University. And at that time, I was tasting wines. There was the Taste of Ashland, and so wines were just kind of something to do down there. So I kind of got the bug. Then I was a Rotary Fellowship Scholar. I went to Australia and picked up my wine tasting skills down there a little more amongst the down under, and came back and just really fell in love with it. Now, I did not see that I would ever get in the business, but I sure enjoyed the process of learning wines at the time from different countries. So finding myself now in the industry and, you know, driving Southern Oregon a little bit, it's been a great, great experience.
It's an exciting time too, isn't it?
Yes, we're finding, you know, when I started, Pinot Noir couldn't be grown in Southern Oregon, supposedly. Now it's the most planted varietal we have. So we've really learned a lot. We have a wonderful microclimate here. We have, as I say, we have elevation to work with, and we have facing, so east to west, southern faces. We have great soils. We have a lot to work with. So it's been fun just from the diversity side of things. Anything you kind of plant here, you can play with and try and make something of it.
It's a great wine community, too. And I say community because it's very collaborative. Everybody's friendly, and everybody's trying to help everybody else, right?
Right. And we also bring in our food partners. So we have wonderful foods. We have Harry and David. We have Rogue Creamery. We have a lot of chocolate companies. Now we have a lot of beer companies and distilled spirits. So it's the whole food and wine culture that's evolving here that is a little kind of unknown, but it's more than just the collaboration between the wineries. It's the collaboration amongst everything that kind of goes hand in hand together to make a great food and wine experience.
And you have one thing we don't have in Seattle or in Portland, that's a lot of sunshine.
Yes, and people still don't know that. We have a lot of sunshine down here, so we make a great vacation in the winter, and all our tasting rooms are wide open and interested in pouring wine when it's miserable, rainy, and cold up north.
Well, thanks to Ann Root for giving us a preview of the Oregon Wine Experience, again coming up August 20th through the 26th in Jacksonville, and we will continue our promotions and previews throughout the summer. But for now, that's all the time we have this weekend. We'll talk to you again next weekend on the Radio Northwest Network.